Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just
fighting
down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Welcome to another terrifying and very wet episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name
There are puddles. I've got a mop.
Right. You're always moist. That's how I describe Reese. My name is Jesse Harley. With me is the furious Reese Waters.
I'm always wet. It's like in Free Willy when they're transporting him at the end while being chased, and he's on a trailer and they're just pouring buckets of water over him. That's me.
That's disgusting. Okay, that's...
Let his skin dry up, little boy.
You have a problem. If you are new to our show, Reese Waters here is an immigrant from Wales, and he wants to learn all about Canadian politics. I, a Canadian-born person, can't fucking stand politics, and Reese thinks this is hilarious that he started an entire podcast about teaching me about my own country's fucking politics, and I still, 2 years later, find it boring as shit. So he tries to find the most interesting
stuff
possible.
And amazingly, people are still listening.
Amazingly, 2 years later, people are still listening. Thank you, dear listener.
Yeah. If you listen right to the end of the episode last week, then we teased this episode, so you kind of already know what this is about. If you didn't, this is even though Jesse hates politics, he does have a direct family link to some mainstream politics. But before we do that, let's do the STD zone.
The STD zone. The STD.
Or the STD.
STD zone. The small talk dimension zone. Yeah. It's a dimension zone. And a zone. It's a zoned off dimension.
Well, it's a zoned area of that dimension. So, I was thinking, skipping the small talk, because this is all about your uncle. Shall I talk about a hideous confession that I have about a direct link I have to Canadian mainstream politics?
Well, I do have something to say in the small talk.
Okay, you go on, do it.
I just wanted
STD
to,
me.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of our listeners, actually.
Okay.
Ian and Ingrida. Hello, Ian McLennan and Ingrida. I don't know your last name. You guys are married. I don't know if you took his last name. So I'm just going to call you Ingrida. Hi. These two are lovely. And Ingrida is from, oh God, I forget. She told me.
Be it's too a racist place to overseas. Remember a non.
She's like half Scottish, half something. I'm so sorry, Ingrida. Anyway, she visited Canada
so well.
For the first time very recently and apparently learned all about Canada through our ridiculous fucking podcast.
That's really worrying. This should be a health warning.
I write at like, but on the insistence of Ian, so like, it's just, oh God. And they think this is hilarious, but like, this is not something that we encourage like at all.
Yeah.
But I met up with them.
Don't play this to your kids. Don't play it to your kid class in school.
We had a political history major say that they learned more about their country's politics through our podcast than they did through their own university course, which is hilarious.
We should charge the same amount of money as that they do.
Yes, we should. Yeah, to everybody. So anyway, hi Ian, hi Ingrida. I hung out with you recently, as you know. They are lovely people, and if you know them in real life, please buy them a beer or a muffin or something. I don't know. Whatever they want. Whatever they
and
want.
Also,
buy them whatever they want.
I'm sorry that Jesse forgot all of the details about your life.
I didn't. She's amazing. She was an economist. And she was a dancer.
You run out of things.
No, these are all true. And she owned a cafe, and now she's getting into stained glass window making stuff. Which I don't.
How can you forget so many details about someone?
I just remembered it all. What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Anyway, can I now make my hideous confession?
Oh yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
So.
Yeah.
We're both video editors. I don't do that. I do video editing, but not all the time, just sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
I waver back and forth
between doing it a lot and not doing it all because I fucking hate it. So it's like, it's a weird back and forth thing for me. Yeah. But I've been doing it for way too fucking long. Yeah.
And during the last election, just through a series of random events, I ended up editing a fair chunk of the Liberal and Trudeau's TV adverts.
Oh, you told me that. I know that. I knew that.
I know you know, but the audience doesn't know.
Okay. Well, why is that embarrassing? You're fairly left-leaning, aren't you? Are you not?
No, I know, but I wouldn't necessarily... I don't identify with any of the political parties in Canada because, number one, I can't vote, and number two, I'm still feeling it out. Four years later.
That's fair.
But it was, so
hold on, wait.
Reese, it was work.
Wait a minute. I have to address this. Okay, I'm sorry. So you're telling me you made a decision to uproot your family, move from Wales, and specifically to Canada. You settled in Canada. You were really curious about Canadian politics to the point where you started a podcast that has grown in the charts about Canadian politics. You have edited the Prime Minister's campaign videos.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Some of the TV ones, the English language TV ones.
Yeah, a really good chunk of them. And 4 years later, you still don't know who you'd vote for if you could. That's what you're telling me?
I mean, I take his money to edit more TV ads. Totally.
I don't care. I don't care who you vote for. Well, I kind of a little bit, but like, I'm just saying you just don't know 4 years after all of this shit, you still don't have like, you know, a solid opinion or even like leaning towards a direction. You don't know.
No, because I'm just continually unimpressed with most politicians. Not all of them.
Oh my God, they're good ones. Am I finally getting through to them?
No. But if I could vote.
What?
I definitely would vote.
This is a momentous occasion, dear listener.
No. I would vote. I would definitely vote.
Yeah, like I vote too, like because I kind of feel like I have to. But like I'm.
But I do it as an informed way as possible. But I've never voted without kind of holding my nose.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Oh my God, we're on the same page for the first time in 2 years. Is this?
No, we are.
What the fuck is happening? This is insane. Are you serious?
I should go for my citizenship so I can vote.
You could, yeah, just do it.
Anyway,
this is amazing. This was you supposed to trying to convince me, an apathetic Canadian, into becoming excited about politics. And 2 years later, did I flip the tables? Am I turning you into an apathetic Canadian? I'm so excited about this.
I really care about politics. I'm fascinated by it.
Sure,
you
do.
Don't.
Who'd you vote for, Reese?
I don't know. I'm one of those people who just decides.
in the ballot box.
Will you flip a coin?
No, so like, and also I'm from the UK where voting is
you just
really
spit
tribal.
On the ballot box and see where it lands, wherever it allows you, just put an X?
Yeah, just, that sounds about I right. just get a nosebleed and just see what I want and hold my face over it.
Oh, this feels but good. No, is this what power feels like? Oh,
but anyway, I'll share one of the TV ads I edited if people want to.
Yeah, you're just gonna put it in the show notes below.
It was a weird process.
When we say show notes, we mean like wherever you're listening to your podcast in the app, you just scroll down a bit.
There's a bunch of
words attached to us. Exactly. With some of them have links.
Exactly. So if any of our listeners hate Trudeau and now hate me because
who could hate you, Reese?
I can't even say I was involved in that campaign because they would just send me footage and go, can you edit this? I go, okay. And
I've seen it. It's like really, I mean, like it's really, really heavily curated. I doubt you'd have very much in the way of creativity as far as how the edits go. I'm guessing. Right.
No, honestly, it was kind of, they just sent me jumbles of stuff. I'm like, here's the script. Can you kind of like match, you find some music, put some stuff on there? And it was, yeah.
I feel like this is a confession. Is this a confession?
What, that I
do you feel shame?
No, I don't feel shame. I mean, because to be honest, they didn't really, like, it was the election when nothing happened.
Right.
Nobody won or lost, really. They just remained a minority government. My editing wasn't that good.
I just didn't care. Okay, that's fair.
The one thing that was really interesting, though, was the start of the campaign, everything was like super positive, super like, we can do this, and we're holding hands. And, you know, Trudeau's really good at the kind of, you know, let's just love each other. You know, everything looks like a Calvin Klein advert. You know, let's all kind of like just be you and then love each other and all that kind of stuff. But then by the end of it, it was just mainly attack ads. So it was really funny.
Let's just love each other, except for them.
Let's just love each other. And then by the end, it was like, he did this and said that. Would you vote for someone like that? It was pretty entertaining to watch it go from upbeat, positive, inspirational to just, look at that haircut he's got. Who has a haircut like that anymore?
Would you vote for someone with that haircut? I mean, come on. Seriously, yeah. Folks.
Exactly.
Get real here for a second.
Exactly. So,
I mean, like when Justin Trudeau first came on the scene, he was.
Do I feel better for getting that off my chest?
But like he would get.
I feel that was a dark secret.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Wow. I honestly felt a lot of guilt about having a political podcast and never talking about it.
And were you not allowed to? Were you just signing?
Well, we were recording episodes during the election, and I wasn't talking about it, even though I was working on the election campaign.
I just didn't think it was that big a deal, honestly.
Like to me, it was.
It's not like anybody listens or watches those ads and they believe. Like, really?
They would. Nobody watches TV anymore, but if they did watch TV, they would have seen it. Also, as well, the other thing is like some of the comments on Twitter were hilarious. Lots of people really pumped up. Other people just basically going, "How many babies did he eat this week?"
Four. It was 4 weeks.
Four, exactly. Oh, Jesse, I need to lie down now.
There you go.
I feel it's a weight off my chest.
How's your therapy session? Your weekly therapy session with Jesse Hurley.
If you want to see any of the video I edited for Trudeau during this election campaign.
I mean, honestly? But...
I wonder if people are going to believe me because I bet they never saw that coming.
Well, yeah, I bet you that's a relief, you weirdo. That's like, who cares? Nobody gives a shit.
I guess. They probably won't hire me again, to be honest, because they won't want...
Like
won't
30 of our listeners are like just threw their phones across the room in rage. Like, motherfucker! I can't believe he edited Trudeau videos! I trusted you! Really?
Like, I know. I know.
Okay, yeah.
It's
like you don't know our audience at all. Okay, anyway. Tell me about my great uncle. Like, fuck, I should know my own family.
This episode is it's not about me. It's called Jesse's Uncle Was a Political Legend. And Jesse, who hates politics, has a direct link through his uncle to John McLenahan Buchanan, who was Premier of Nova Scotia from 1978 to 1990, and then a senator from 1990 to 2006.
So I was too young to really know anything that was going on, and then he passed away, and like I just...
He died October 2019, yeah.
Yeah, but like I just...
What do you remember of him?
Not much, honestly. I mean, I was a kid. I was literally in elementary school when he was in office, you know? So like all I knew as a kid was that everyone in my family had some sort of reputation with the public. My father was a stand-up comedian as General John Cabotrail. My mother was on CBC Radio as a comedian for like Gladys Gillis. And my great uncle was the premier of Nova Scotia. And like as an elementary school kid, I thought this was fun. And I would tell that to my teachers, like, guess what? This is my mom and this is my dad and this is my great uncle. And like on teacher parent night, they'd bring my parents aside and tell them like, look, Jesse's telling lies. They say this is, you know, they say you're this and they say you're, you know, you guys are this. And there's, and that like my parents were like, no, that's all true. Yeah. So
also, you must be a real disappointment.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you know, your family, like high flying public positions, and we've got this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. This is my claim to fame. Is this? Thank you, Reese, for pointing. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for clarification.
The self-loathing video added from Wales is your code. Anyway,
thank you, Reese, very much. Yeah, this is. So, what does your son do? Oh, he's have you heard of podcasts? Okay, so like
no,
you haven't heard of podcasts. Okay, so that's fine. So they're like so him and his friend,
like the
they
radio, get together. It's like the radio with no music and lower standards,
right? And no, like yeah, but there's ads. But like him and a friend, they get together and they talk. Oh, do they interview people? No. So they have opinions just the
same
on
two
stuff
people over and over again.
They just have opinions on stuff, and they talk in a microphone, and they put it on the internet, and I guess people listen, you know. And that's oh, does he get paid? I mean, a little, not much, you know. It's you know, that's fine. That's fine. Didn't you say your uncle? Yeah. We don't talk about that anymore. Sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you will be the premier of Nova Scotia one day. We don't know.
Oh, I hope that'd be fun, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And just
yeah,
have exactly. a blast well, with that.
The thing I found
tell
really
me about
impressive
my great uncle. I'm stretching this out to way longer than it needs to be. Let's end, I'm sure.
Well, the thing I found fascinating was his ability to do
this is hold on. I just want to stop. It just dawned on me because I was a kid and I didn't really get involved in politics as a child, and then like we just weren't close as I grew up at all. I didn't learn anything about what he did in politics, and you are now about to teach me about one of my own relatives. That is a little bit sad. Just a little bit.
It is. I mean, that's on you, but for showing a lack of interest in the people around you. But
does your son know a lot about what he does podcast? What is it called? Podcast? So no, he doesn't actually. His role in the podcast is to not know a fucking thing. Not a thing. Yeah. Oh, so he's like, oh, okay. What's the name of the show? Yeah. So, okay. Please continue.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So he was the longest serving Conservative Premier in Nova Scotian history. He was immensely popular.
I did know that.
And the current Premier of Nova Scotia, who was also Conservative, was actually when he died, was the main person paying tribute to him and gave a big speech about his life.
Say that again?
He's remembered. What's his name? The one you made fun of on national news.
Oh.
The Premier of Nova Scotia now. What's his name? Tim Houston.
It wasn't Tim Houston.
That's not Tim Houston did a eulogy.
Nope. I was there. I was at his funeral. Not his funeral.
I watched a video of him doing it online.
I was there. It wasn't Tim Houston.
It
was the guy before Tim Houston. What's his name? Fuck nuts. Oh my God. Why am I blanking on his name? Maybe it's because it's caused so much fucking trauma. Fucking McNeil. Stephen McNeil. Stephen McNeil was the one who was at his celebration of life and gave a tribute to him at it. And it was very nice. It was very, very, very nice. But like, he's still a fuckwad.
Tim Houston was there too. He might have been there.
Tim Houston might have been there. But like, it was Stephen McNeil who was there and left a...
Okay.
Just wanted to punch him in the throat. But it was very nice what he said.
So he led the Progressive Conservatives to victory on the 19th of September 1978 and was the 20th premier. And he then maintained a majority increased his majority in 1981. And then he won another landslide victory in 1984. And that carried on all the way to 1990. So he maintained power and got the popular vote over and over again. And the reason it was described as kind of like folksy charm. And he had his way of campaigning was to like literally with his wife sit down in small communities and just spend time with random people and have like a beer or a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with them.
So he did have a bit of a superpower. I'm not making this up. He has had an amazing, unbelievable memory. What's it called when you remember something you never forget it? What's that? That term?
Eidetic memory.
Maybe. But he never forgot a face. He never forgot a name. And he remembered, like, if he met you 10 years ago at a conference for like 10 minutes, and then he met up with you 10 years later, he would remember your name. He would remember your hobbies. He would remember all your relatives and what was going on in their lives. And he would ask you about it. It was unfucking real. It was amazing. Everyone commented on this power. And it's like, there's no way this didn't help him politically. Like, it was incredible.
I was reading stories about like long-term liberal voters just like spending time with him going, oh God, I don't want to vote conservative, but I really like him. And like...
right. Yeah.
He's just so nice. And I think him and his wife were just amazing at kind of doing that. And one of the things that really blew my mind about him was that, you know, there's, you know, the Armdale Rotary. So there's a big roundabout in Halifax that's really busy.
Huge.
So when,
well, it's not
when
huge, he, not like they, other cities, but it's huge for us.
Him and his wife, Mavis, so I guess it would be your aunt, would stand on the Armdale Rotary the day after he won an election with a sign saying thank you.
Oh, yes. I heard this.
To people passing by.
Yeah, I heard this. That's true. That's actually true. Amazing. That's how crazy is that, right?
I find that amazing. You couldn't do that these days.
Right? Yeah.
That's... It just shows like another region. But Nova Scotia is one of those places where this kind of politics, I think, is really effective because people really appreciate the personal touch and like the small town feel.
Right.
And he really was like just perfect for that role by the sound of it.
What blew my mind was that he was conservative. I didn't know, right, until I don't know how long ago, but I didn't know he was conservative. And I'm like, really? That just doesn't sound right. And it made me question whether or not the conservative politics back in the 70s and 80s were dramatically different than today, or if it was just, you know, the same. I don't know.
I
honestly don't know.
Centrist, I think. It was definitely a lot more centrist.
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah. Okay. Because like the liberal government of today, I've heard people say, is a lot more centrist than liberals used to be. And so conservatives back in the day were more centrist than they are today. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But also,
well, that makes more sense. That at least makes me feel better.
But he maintained power for a long time, but he did start eventually. His downfall was from numerous scandals, but he was nicknamed Teflon John because he always seemed to avoid the scandals.
Oh, right. Okay. That's funny.
So
Teflon John.
But eventually there was a minister called Michael Zareski who basically tried to expose a bunch of stuff that had happened with the Public Accounts Committee.
Oh, God. Are you about to tell me something scandalous that happened to one of my relatives
I'm about to tell you something. I'm about to tell you something really funny about it. Obviously, the politicians have scandals. If you're in power for year after year after year after year, you get comfortable and, you know, stuff happens. It's just... Power is does those things to people. You kind of expect it from people who
right.
have that power for so long. And it was like things like patronage, like him giving contracts to friends' companies, and the, you know, nothing that you wouldn't expect, that most people, things most people expect from most politicians.
But right.
the one that blew my mind was they yeah. exposed the fact that that his government had bought 250 kind of high-tech toilet seats that cleaned themselves.
Self-cleaning toilets? I mean, that's amazing. So, yeah. Where are those now? Where the fuck did they go away?
So, like, I need one of those.
Come on.
The toilet seats had a storage
container. No, that makes it sound like my toilet is disgusting. That's not what I meant at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen your toilet.
No, it's I clean it regularly. Okay, stop.
When people say, oh, it's not going to clean itself, you literally test that, and you need one of these.
I'm really painting myself in the corner here. Okay, yeah, let's just move on.
So you press a button, and one plastic seat, so basically the plastic cover of the toilet seat would spin around and add a new piece of plastic over the top and dispose of the other one. So each person never your ass would never touch the same surface as the previous ass.
It's the problem that plagues this world today, yeah.
Yeah, but also don't forget, this was the 80s, and people were spreading horrible rumors like that you could get AIDS from toilet seats, that kind of stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
So somebody thought that, hey, this is perfect, let's buy 250 automatically cleaning toilet seats. And they were going to put them in hospitals and different things like that too.
I mean, I don't see how this is a scandal.
No,
it's just fucking self-cleaning toilet seat. Like,
but I think there was something, I think one of his friends, or there was something to do with the company it was bought from. Because essentially they were put into storage. They were never used. So the government tried to hide 250 electronic toilet seats.
Again, I don't see how this is a scandal. Like, no, really, no, this is, all right, like public, said, wait till you hear what's going on with your current premier. Like, you're not going to freaking believe this, which is why you should vote for me this coming election. Self-cleaning toilet seats. He bought 250 of them. You know what he did with them? Nothing. Vote for me. Like, what? You know?
No, but it's really it's just funny. I think it's more that people, this was one of the scandals, was the fact they bought these toilet seats, never used them. And also then they had to auction them off. They paid a lot of money for them, and they ended up auctioning them off for a fraction of the original price. Yeah.
That's the biggest scandal.
That wasn't the biggest scandal.
No,
that was
there's
the
more,
funniest
right.
one. No, that was the funniest. Oh, no, I mean, there was a bunch of scandals. You can look into it, but it's boring. It's about, you know, paper trails and like financial documents that I'm not going to sit and go through, and you don't want to hear.
Okay.
You want to hear about electric toilet seats.
Always. So you know me so well.
So does our audience. Yeah.
But nothing hugely scandalous is what you're saying. Like they were
no, and the seats have disappeared. And one, there's actually a CBC video. Somebody was auctioning one off because they've become collector's items. So if any of our audience have got one of these mysterious self-cleaning toilet seats, let us know.
Yeah. Oh my God, please. Like write us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com or just exactly. click the link in the show notes, which is the little bunch of text beneath your podcast app. You scroll down.
Eventually he resigned in September 1990.
I don't know why I keep doing that. Nobody fucking does that. I'm just kidding. Some people do.
Prime Minister Brian Mulroney immediately signed, appointed him to the Senate.
Because he bought a bunch of toilet seats? What?
No, he resigned from Premier because of the scandals and was immediately made a senator.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works in Canada.
Because he was super popular. Yeah, exactly.
You have to build up enough scandals.
Oh, no, he had to resign. Yeah. Let's give him a permanent job to the age of 75. He was there for 16 years then in the Senate.
Were there big scandals that you just don't want to tell me? Like, were there?
No, there were, but I honestly, the scandals, when people like I said, it's kind of like forensic accounting and, you know, doesn't get anyone's blood going, so.
Okay, that's fair. All right, fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
There were scandals. One of them was about a toilet seat that I found really funny. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other thing was, and he retired from the Senate because he hit the mandatory age of 75 where you have to retire. One of my favorite stories about him at the time when he was a senator was that he always delayed the flights between Ottawa and Halifax on the weekends. There's a plane that flies to Atlantic Canada full of politicians going home for the weekend from Ottawa. And he delayed the flights because he would be walking down the aisle of the plane to find his seat and knew everybody. On the plane.
Yeah.
Would stop to talk to everybody on the
plane. It's insane. His memory was absolutely fucking insane.
So everyone had to queue behind him for him to finish doing the rounds on the plane, catching up with everybody and chatting to everyone before he sat down.
That's hilarious. That's amazing. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. That sounds about right.
I don't believe it was like a callous political tactic. I think he just loved that. I think he just thrived. Just
he did. It was a superpower. Like I said, it was a weird memory thing that he was really, really good at. And the fact that he got into politics was just a wonderful coincidence. I think that coincided with this amazing talent, honestly.
Yeah. So it's cool.
Is that it? Cool. Is that everything?
That was it. It was just talking about your uncle. And did you learn some new stuff about him?
The toilet thing. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Go and ask your family about the toilet seat. Maybe one of them have got one.
No, they don't. Trust me.
I bet you, talk about scandals, all of your family has electric toilet seats.
They clean themselves, yeah.
Exactly. Your whole family. It's why you can't clean one, because no one ever taught you, because they didn't need to.
Something like this wasn't really a scandal, but it's funny. But like,
it was a scandal. They bought them. It was a waste of money. They never used them.
It's not a scandal.
And they tried to auction them. But I mean, there were other things that are probably way more... but eventually he was cleared by the RCMP. They never found anything, but I mean...
So he was, what you're saying is he was accused.
He was never convicted.
J'accuse, but like...
He was accused of lots of things, yeah. Okay. But nothing ever stuck for him individually, so...
Interesting. Maybe I'll do some digging.
Okay. You probably don't need to. I mean, he was a politician. This is part of the course.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Yeah. But, well, this was interesting.
His psychic powers.
This was interesting for me. I don't know how interesting this was for our listeners. I mean, it's kind of a milder episode.
I think the most interesting part is, Jesse, I'm from Wales. I had no idea your uncle existed until roughly a year ago. And I just found his ability to campaign and like the way he campaigned fascinating. And the fact that he stood on the
fact that like you picked someone to do a political podcast with and learned halfway through that, oh, by the way, you have a relative who was at one point premier of this province. Kind of like, okay, yeah, that I guess.
I know, yeah. And I didn't know that when we
started. Why would you know that? How would you? Yeah, there's no like.
And I had no idea I would edit a TV advert for Justin Trudeau.
You're going to have a nice drink of whiskey after this. You're just going to relax. I got that off my chest. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right. So what is, thanks for teaching me a little bit about my own relatives.
You're going to teach me about one of mine next.
Okay. That'll be interesting. Let's see if I can do some digging on that.
Do you want me to tease the next episode?
I'd like to. So if you're new to this show, dear listener, hit that subscribe button. And the reason you want to hit that subscribe button is so that you'll get notified for next week's episode, which is all about.
We're going to talk a little bit about conspiracies. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it. That's the tease.
Canadian conspiracies.
I mean, that is pretty cool. But it's specific. Okay. All right. Okay. And, do you have anything really juicy? Is it going to be really, really good? Or is it kind of like
a stupid amount of Canadians believe in stupid things?
Okay. I am a little excited to hear that. I'm not going to lie. So, okay. That does sound fun. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so if you're also looking forward to hearing that, dear listener, hit that subscribe button and we'll pop right up into your fucking ear holes again next week. It'll be great. You can join us once again.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what is their call to action aside from hit subscribe? That's already done. Give them a different call to action.
Leave a SpeakPipe message on how you feel about the scandal of the toilet seats. would you like one? Jesse's got loads, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're all in my basement. I was like, didn't know why they were there. They kept being passed down to me from generation to generation. And like, they just hold on to these, Jesse. I'm like, why? Just don't ask questions. Just hold on to these.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So yeah, speakpipe.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring or click the link in the show notes below in your podcast app.
Cool.
There you go. Well, that's it.
I'm going to go.
We're going to go.
I'm going to go.
We're going to go
drink a beer, I think.
Yeah. And just relax and tell your wife, like, thank God it's off my chest. The world knows now. I edited just
the world knows videos. My dark secret. I imagine.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Just imagine. Well, like, it's like I die and like relatives, there's like a dusty box that's presented by a lawyer and they're like, he wanted you open this once he died. And it's just a VHS tape of the advert I edited for Trudeau with me sat in a leather-bound chair in front of a fire introducing it at the start. My children, you must know my darkest secret. Now I am gone, I can reveal the truth. I edited a TV advert for Justin Trudeau in the 2021 election, he didn't win, and I failed him.
I mean, is this your old man voice, or is this you after a couple of whiskeys?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's...
Now I am dead, I am free from the shame at last, and you may see the work that I completed.
God. He's just... How's that sound? That's great. It was good. That's your old man voice. Cool. Yeah, I like it. Oh, yeah. I should mention that if you do leave us a speak-by message, dear listener, we'll play it on the show, unless you don't want us to, and then also, just tell us don't do it, and we won't. But
do you know what I really want? If someone is angry that I've betrayed them because I did edit a TV ad for Justin Trudeau,
swear at Reese. Swear at him.
Do it on SpeakPipe. Rant at me on SpeakPipe, and we'll play it on here.
We just were so lonely. We have no friends.
I deserve it. I deserve the shame and the abuse, and make me pay for it.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
Just make me pay for my crimes.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay, until next time, dear listener.
Part of the healing process, Jesse.
Oh, that's not how that works. Okay, cool. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. We love you all. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf from the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.